Greetings, car enthusiasts, and welcome to Auto Influence, your source for a unique take on current auto news. Today on Auto Influence, we shine the spotlight on Toyota and the wide net that they are casting to pursue leadership in autonomy. If you think back to high school, how well do you remember English Lit class? Don't worry, we're not expecting you to recite Shakespeare, but you might remember the fact that across all of literature, there are only seven types of stories you can tell. Overcoming the monster, rebirth, quest, journey and return, rags to riches, tragedy, and comedy. And while I'm sure none of you have been losing sleep debating that breakdown, the fact is that it rings true when it comes to movies we've seen and books that we've read. Each one has been a variation of one of those themes. So what does that have to do with automotive reporting? Well, simply put, it's not uncommon for us to report on what feels like variations of the same stories. While one might think that there's no shortage of uniquely exciting news to step onto the global automotive stage, there's a surprising amount of overlap and redundancies. Even with upstart automakers as ambitious as, say, Tesla, there's a limit to how far ahead of the game any one automaker can be. Engineering and science simply won't allow for much else. Most of the time, automakers find themselves neck and neck with competitors working in parallel fashions to deliver their own version of what is, ultimately, the same technology, if not technology designed to achieve the same goal. So it's no real surprise that a large share of automotive news stories we come across these days have at least one foot firmly planted in either sustainability or autonomy. These are, after all, the two major areas of focus that automotive innovation is being directed towards. And of the latter, Toyota seems to be one of the automakers that are hedging their bets on a wider scale. A large part of Toyota's thirst for autonomy comes from their placement within the Chinese market. While analysts have estimated that self-driving vehicles will only make up about 10% of new vehicles sold in the U.S. as of the year 2030, the estimates for autonomy in China are much higher, expected to be at around 35% of all vehicles sold in 2030. And by all accounts, Toyota has some catching up to do in China anyway. While they control about 10% of the global market share, they only boast about 6% in China. And with the Chinese automotive market all but focusing on electrification and autonomy, Toyota knows that they need to cast a wider net if they're going to recoup more market share. If their efforts happen to pay off on a global stage as well, so be it. In turn, Toyota has widened the scope of their individual efforts and partnerships. Addressing the most immediate avenues for autonomy in the form of rideshare technologies, Toyota has confirmed investment alongside Uber to create a mass-market self-driving kit and to help make autonomy a reality for Uber as quickly as 2021. They are also signing on the Apollo self-driving platform, created by Chinese search company Baidu. Apollo is an innovative collaborative and open-source platform shared by over 135 companies to help advance development of each of their own autonomous technologies. Volkswagen and Ford count themselves among Apollo collaborators, so Toyota is certainly in good company. In addition, the automaker has already 1. Set up the Toyota Research Institute in the U.S., 2. Launched a software development company in Tokyo to pursue self-driving technologies based on those stateside findings, and 3. Confirmed interest in establishing an R&D facility in either Shanghai or Beijing, accruing local partnerships to become a leading presence in mainland China. And while it was little surprise to anyone this week when Toyota showed up among a list of Pan-Asian automakers who were investing in Monet Technologies, spurred by a new inclusion of Subaru alongside established investors like Honda, Mazda, Isuzu, Suzuki, and Daihatsu, Toyota is a far more significant investor, accounting for more than a 34.8% stake in the autonomous tech company. And Toyota seems to be equally ambitious in their bid for wider electrification in China. Currently, Toyota's EV manufacturing capabilities in Southeast Asia consist solely of plug-in hybrid offerings produced in Thailand. That said, they have now confirmed a $2 billion investment in Indonesia manufacturing to take place through 2023. Toyota's goal? to triple the annual sales of their electrified offerings, aiming to hit the 5.5 million unit mark by 2030. Propelled forward by battery manufacturing partners like Toshiba, CATL, BYD, and GS Yuasa, it seems that they're making smart supply chain decisions. So this week we're talking about Toyota's efforts in both electrification and autonomy. By the time we posted this, it's entirely likely that another automaker will have stolen that spotlight. And by the time we've realized that, another one will have already come along and done the same. In this relentless race for self-driving and or zero-emission vehicles, no prisoners are being taken. Strategic alliances are being formed and terminated every day, and everyone is looking for a bigger piece of the pie. Or at least their own piece of the pie. Regardless of who's first across the finish line, we should all expect to be a little dizzy trying to follow the progress in the years to come. What do you think of all this back and forth between automakers in terms of both autonomy and electrification? Is it good? Is it healthy? Is it giving you more to choose from? Or is it just leaving you with too much to think about? Let us know in the comments below. In the meantime, this has been Auto Influence. Thanks for listening.